program. Sue Chandler, executive director of Dove, domestic violence ended here in Quincy for a little update on how the agency's doing during these interesting times, and also some events that are coming up later this year. So Sue, it's great to see you again.
Thank you. It's great to be back.
Yeah, nice to have you in person in studio.
Yes.
And we've been in touch with Dove throughout the past year and a half during the pandemic, virtually, of course.
Yeah.
And your agency has never stopped, I know.
We have not stopped one minute. In fact, it's been busier. After the initial lull of the first couple of months of the shutdown starting last summer, things really picked up with people reaching out for help, and that's been true very steadily over the last year plus.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, there was great concern, I remember, when the first kind of, you know, shutdown, if you will, came, that victims are going to be shut in with their abusers.
Right.
Did that come to fruition?
Yes. Yeah. So unfortunately, especially at the very beginning when we were really on almost lockdown for safety, people were working from home or unable to work because they had to be with children and helping them with school or just daycare. For those people who had some space to be able to leave and come to the office to see us, it became difficult if there was an abusive partner in the home for them to be connected to us through phone or computers. And so we saw in the summertime people reaching out for help, but in much more desperate situations. Many of them had experienced a greater degree of physical violence, and you know, with COVID, just so limited in terms of the places we could refer people. Our own shelter was, we had moved people, thanks to the city of Quincy, into hotel rooms and then ultimately furnished apartments for public safety, where folks have largely remained over the last year. And we've been full. Most of the domestic violence shelters in the state have been full, as we are normally anyway. But just really hard to know how to help people, especially if they don't have safe access to technology to connect with us.
Yeah. Did back in this past spring, did the situation ease a little bit when things got a little bit more open?
A little, you know, in some ways, but we still haven't been seeing people in our office.
Oh, okay.
So we were scheduled to reopen in September.
Right.
We've pushed that back now.
Okay.
Yeah, for sure, until at least mid-October, we'll just monitor things and see how the Delta variant and the numbers are looking.
It's changed the game again.
Yes,
yeah,
it really has.
It really has, yeah. So are you doing any kind of outreach at all?
Lots of outreach.
Okay, yeah.
We're providing direct services, one-on-one counseling and support groups through Zoom or phone appointments virtually, and trying to promote the word about the organization, and that help is available through our hotline and through calling the community services office. We also have fairly robust legal services options for folks, and even though there's a lot with the courts that has still been uncertain, we are able to help people if they can access services virtually.
Okay. So you can get like restraining orders?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, push through and emergency orders like that. Very good. Yeah, because some of the courts that had a huge backup as well.
Right, exactly.
They're back in person now for hearings like that. So that's a help, sure.
Yes.
Children and the pandemic when it comes to domestic violence, domestic abuse. Sue, what have you seen in that realm?
Similar, you know, it's been an incredibly stressful time for kids. One good piece of good news is that even though we are delaying the general opening of our services in the office, we are going to be seeing children.
Okay, because schools are going to be in session.
Right, schools are in session, and we have two different areas of programming for youth. So one is really for kids who have experienced abuse or are in a family where there's been abuse. So it's more of a clinical orientation, it's an intervention. Kira Bruce is our children and youth specialist, she's fabulous. And we are in September, she will be seeing people on site. mainly because it's just been so difficult for kids to adapt to a virtual world. She's been creative and amazing, and the kids have done so well, and we are just going to try as safely as possible to bring people in for on-site services
okay.
with her.
All right.
We also have youth programming that's more prevention-oriented, mm-hmm. and that is a program we call Youth Speak that we've had since 2004 to 2005. Long, long time. It's been really active in a number of high schools in Dove's service area, which is Norfolk County, especially the eastern half of the county. High schools, and we've done some work in middle schools. We have gotten a lot of support, financial support from private foundations and corporate funders, and also recently the city of Quincy has contributed to help us hire a Youth Speak coordinator. So Kelly Truong has just joined the Dove staff, and we are starting this fall going to be doing in the schools, as mm-hmm. you said, they're going to be in person, so we're going to be on site doing work in the two high schools and all six of the middle schools.
Wow.
Really comprehensive prevention programming. So we talk a lot about what is a healthy relationship,
mm-hmm.
What's respectful communication, and what to do if you're worried about somebody, you know, you might be dating, not treating you with the respect that you deserve. What to do if you're worried about a friend
mm-hmm.
who's either maybe dating somebody who's not being kind and respectful to them, or if the friend themselves is exhibiting behaviors that are disrespectful. We call it how to be an active bystander.
Okay.
And so really, really excited to be able to do a deep dive, albeit probably still with some adaptations this year, but really get in and help kids learn the material and the skills for how to be good educators for their peers, and then that extends to their communities, mm-hmm. their church communities, neighborhoods, and ultimately, when they leave home, how to be great messengers about this issue.
Yeah, how will it actually, is it one-on-one, or is it like assembly style, or
yep.
how will it actually work?
What we do is, I'm not entirely clear about the middle school mm-hmm. curriculum, it's still in development, but in the high schools, people can self-select or be nominated by teachers or staff
oh.
to become a youth educator.
Okay.
And then we do an intensive training with those folks about the content about teen dating violence, and also skills about how to teach or educate others. So, you know, when they say for doctors, you have to learn one, do one, teach one,
yeah.
similar thing here.
Okay.
So right. the greatest skills are gained when we actually are forced to teach others about it.
Yes. Yeah.
So, once the group in each school of Youth Speak educators is set and trained, then they'll go into the classroom
okay.
and teach other students about the issue. They become resources in the school. They will create activities. Sometimes we have displays in the cafeteria at lunchtime or throughout the day. We often have brought in a play called The Yellow Dress. It's a one-woman performance about teen dating violence.
Yes.
And then there's a debrief afterwards, and there's lots of room for the teens to do programming that they think will work in their own school, so
okay.
they can tailor it for their own community.
Okay, and I would think students would be more open to taking information and advice and guidance from their own peers
yeah.
rather than,
yeah.
you know, a quote-unquote adult, if
yeah.
you will. Yeah,
exactly.
Sure, somebody
yeah,
they can
works
relate
much,
to.
Much better that way.
Yeah, I've had the same background, same experiences.
Yeah.
Much more effective.
Yes.
So, and like yeah. you say, teachers probably learn more
right.
by teaching than they do teaching yep. to others. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah,
yeah, the kids are really amazing at making this, as you said, effective, getting the message out.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, in the situation this spring where there was a social media issue,
yes.
we understand that the person who brought it to light had been a Youth Speak educator.
There you go.
So
recognized there was a problem.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they took action.
Well, there's, I mean, so much of communication now is through social media. And given this past year and a half, even more so with a virtual platform.
Yeah.
Cyberbullying, is that an issue? Is that something that you're hearing about? It is.
For sure. Okay. For sure among teens. It is with adults also. Mm. The increases in technology, which frankly are hard as an adult who just was beyond the cusp of when this was everyday life.
You just got emailed.
It's a little hard to keep up with, but for young people and adults, technology, there's lots of avenues for people to do, abusive behaviors, stalking, all sorts of stuff that way.
Can you turn it on its head though and use it to an advantage?
Yes, for sure.
Yeah.
And I can't speak to that, but we will get some folks back here who can talk about what's being done.
That's great.
Yeah.
You know, it occurs to me that folks might, we're here talking about Dove like everybody knows what it is, even though it's only been around for like 45 years or so, right?
Right.
But we should probably give a little primer as to what the mission and the goal of the organization is.
Yeah. Yes. So Dove is stands for Domestic Violence Ended, little play on the acronym there. We have been around since 1978, founded by a group of volunteers involved with the City of Quincy's Commission on the Status of Women, the St. Boniface Church at the time in Germantown, Quincy Police Department, Norfolk County DA's office, and Probation Department. And we have continued with tremendous community support to be able to provide services for victims and survivors of dating and domestic violence. And as I mentioned, in the early 2000s, developed this community education and prevention program, primarily working with youth. We do lots of work and training, education of service providers, because we know that victims and survivors may show up at places like interfaith social services or a doctor's office or with a nurse practitioner, QCAP, other places where they're seeking help, and domestic violence may well be connected to the issue that they're seeking help with.
Yes.
So helping people in the community understand what is the issue, what's a good way to respond, and how to refer folks to Dove if they'd like to come to us for services. And then we can work with people one-on-one. We call it supportive counseling advocacy to help them figure out what are their goals, how to create a safety plan, how to be as safe as possible until they decide to leave, if that's their choice.
Right. Yep.
And being planful about that, if that's their choice.
It's interesting you say that. We've talked about this before. It's really empowering the victim, right?
Yes.
It's giving them the control that they've lost through that relationship, and lifting themselves up.
Exactly.
That way they're not self-dependent on Dove forever.
Right.
It's a helping
right.
hand up, yeah.
Yep.
It's a great goal, and it really is. Do you, specifically here in Quincy, as you know, the large Asian population, and has known for being kind of a closed society, especially when it comes to family issues, does Dove sensitive to that?
Yes, okay. Absolutely. We do have a Chinese advocacy and outreach coordinator, Mu Ling Tsai, has been with us for the last couple years after interning with Boston Chinatown Neighborhood Center here in Quincy. And we could get her to come back on sometime
great.
Too. She's fabulous. We had grand plans for her to be doing really working to embed herself in the Chinese community. She was hired in 2019, I believe, summer of 2019. It might have been 2018. We were working toward that when COVID really interrupted that plan. So we'll get back
to
that.
Yeah.
Yep, exactly. There's a lot of ambitions we're putting into 2022 at this point,
good.
Right?
Good, yeah. Keep looking ahead. Yeah.
Exactly.
Did Dove benefit at all from the American Rescue Plan? Were there any kind of federal funds?
Some funds coming through to support the organizational work we do, for sure, and also, and most importantly, a number of resources for folks needing financial aid, financial assistance.
Yep.
We call it flex funds or emergency cash assistance. We've been able to help people with rent, utilities, moving, storage costs,
right. yep.
security lots of stuff.
Sure. Yeah, it's crucial.
It's been really, really important.
Because that can be a hindrance. That can be a hurdle to keeping a victim from getting out and getting help, right?
For sure.
Yeah.
Right.
Especially if they
financial
don't have
obstacles. Financial are
obstacles,
huge.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Good to know.
Yes.
Very good to know.
And lots of community folks. We have, you know, our annual holiday assistance program.
Yep.
Last year we did a gift card drive because we just couldn't do the normal holiday assistance program we've done in the past. And the gift cards that people give at that time of the year are incredibly helpful in December, and sometimes are able to help families stretch a little bit beyond that. And we do take those gifts year round.
Good. Speaking of fundraising, right now at least, as of this date, Harvesting Hope is planned to be in person, right?
Yep. Now we're planning for in person Friday, October 29th at the Quincy Marriott.
Okay.
Stay tuned on our website.
Yeah.
As I said before, we'll keep watching stuff and try to be thoughtful and make the best decision for the public health and safety of everybody.
Let's hope. Fingers crossed.
Fingers
right?
are so crossed.
Yeah.
Yes.
How did it's not Divas Dance anymore, right? It's Let's Dance.
It's Let's Dance.
Yeah,
Rise Above Dance for Dove.
Okay.
Yes. We made an intentional change in the name to be more inclusive.
Right. Yeah.
It was our third virtual event. We've gotten more and more creative with them. It's not the same as being in person, we know. But, you know, it is what it is, and we are so grateful that people have joined along with us and stuck in with us. It was a good evening.
So
lots of dancing in people's living rooms.
I was just going to say, but did folks actually, you know, put on their Sunday best?
Yes, absolutely.
Really?
Yeah, we had some great participants.
At least the top half.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
Okay.
Lots of dancing, babies dancing on hips kids dancing. And, it was
excellent.
A great evening.
Any thought for when the office might open to the public?
Yep. Right now, we have pushed it back to mid-October.
Okay.
We're hopeful. We do have, masks. We've got hand sanitizer. We've got a bunch of air purifiers in the office.
Yep.
And those things will be helpful when we come back. And we're just unsure. And we want to err on the side of caution and safety.
All right. Website, phone numbers, we've been putting up through our conversation
here.
Social media too?
Sue? Yes.
Okay.
Yep. I don't have those off
That's
the top of my head, but they're on our
we
website.
Can find you there.
DoveMA.org.
Right.
Yep.
Anything else we should touch on right now?
No, I think we're good. I just will say we've so appreciated the support of the community over the last year and a half. The outpouring has been incredible, and it means a lot to us as an organization, and again, mostly to the folks in our care.
Sure. Great to see you. Thanks for coming
Thanks
over.
Thanks so much for having me.
You're very welcome.